New Millennium Audio presents The Road to Armageddon by Larry Collins. Read by Scott Brick. Author's note. As you listen to this, Iran possesses at least 3 and possibly as many as 6 nuclear weapons. This is neither conjecture nor the expression of yet another Middle Eastern hypothesis. It is a hard, recently established fact. It is not known what kind of weapons are involved or whether the Iranian military establishment could eventually find a way to employ them. However, the harsh, incontrovertible reality is that those weapons exist and they are in the possession of the Iranian government, hidden, presumably, somewhere in Iranian national territory. The above sounds like the underpinning for a contemporary thriller and, in fact, is the consequence of the extensive research I conducted for this work. Indeed, it could be said that the genesis for the book you are about to listen to grew out of a lunch I attended in a Chinese restaurant in Tel Aviv in May 1995. My luncheon guest that day was a longtime friend, an Israeli expert on Iran, and indeed one of the world's leading experts on that fascinating and complex nation. From the days of the late Shah through Iran gate and right down to their current tension-filled interaction, he has been at the forefront of Israeli-Iranian relations. He was aware that I was writing a faction novel concerning the smuggling of dope from the opium poppy fields of Afghanistan across Iran to the heroin labs of Turkey and on to the lungs and veins of consumers in Europe. As part of our conversation that day, he dropped an interesting bit of information on the table. The Iranians, he said, had recently purchased a small private airfield outside the town of Hartenholm, 50 kilometers north of Hamburg. I thought, now there's a good way to smuggle drugs. Own your own airfield. On my return to London, I was able to discover that the airport purchase had been arranged by the former UK head of the Iranian National...